From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning, everybody. Want to ask you a question. Want to catch a movie? Parkway Cinema's got some brand new movies waiting for you. One is Novocaine. The Day the Earth Blew Up is also playing. That's a Looney Tunes movie. So it's available right now at Parkway Cinema. How do you find out what's playing? It's real easy. Go to 318. Best thing to do is go to acadianacinema.com and click on the Parkway Cinema. They've got what you want right there. Parkway Cinema waiting to serve you. Hey, tomorrow, by the way, it's a special day. Any movie, anytime, is only $6. That's right. Tomorrow, any movie, anytime, is only $6. The Attorney General of the State of Louisiana, Liz Morrow, is our guest this morning. Attorney General, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us this morning. Okay, Supreme Court, I'm sorry, the the United States Court of Appeals and the Fifth Circuit been going back and forth over the execution coming up tomorrow. Kind of bring us up to date on how we got there and where we're at.
Yeah, so Friday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals vacated the injunction that was issued by the district court, which cleared the way, absent a stay from the United States Supreme Court, it cleared the path from the federal courts. And then there was another appeal that was pending in the Louisiana Supreme Court, and that was denied last night. So at the moment, there is a pending United States Supreme Court cert petition appealing the ruling of the Fifth Circuit, trying to reinstate the injunction. And that's where we stand. And so I expect the Supreme Court will act pretty swiftly, and certainly before probably noon or so tomorrow.
Does Supreme Court normally get involved in cases like this?
Well, there's always an appeal that goes all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. I mean, that's kind of the last-ditch option other than clemency from the governor. So, you know, there's three ways that someone could get their death sentence stopped or commuted, and that's through the governor, the United States Supreme Court, or the Louisiana Supreme Court. Mr. Hoffman has exhausted all his means of appeals through the Louisiana Supreme Court. I do not believe the governor intends to grant clemency, and so the United States Supreme Court is our only hope at this point, and I expect the execution will go forward tomorrow.
So will we go through this process on every person that execution date comes up, or is this going to kind of finalize some things?
I think we probably will go through it with every one of them. I mean, that's the lawyers, you know, are trying to do everything they can, I guess, to try and block the execution. So they're going to probably do this in every case. I think that happens in pretty much every state where there's a fire drill in advance of the execution to try and block it.
But well, let's
so
put
we're prepared to.
I'm
do
sorry.
This
go
every
ahead.
Time. I was just saying we're prepared to do this every time.
Will this put to bed on the nitrogen issue or not?
Well, I mean, I think they're counting votes and they're trying to see if they've got any traction to get the courts to block it. I don't think they have the votes for that, and quite frankly, it is a method that is used for euthanasia, in some countries. So there's nothing inhumane about it. I think that I've seen the system. It's a I don't think that they will be successful in those claims.
Talk to me about the hearing Calhoun versus Landry that deals with the Second Amendment.
Oh, so that's okay. And just to be clear for your listeners, not the Second Amendment of the United States Supreme Court, of the U.S. Yeah. Constitution.
The one coming up this
Second
week.
Amendment 2 that's on the ballot this week, yes. So that's the tax reform initiative, and I do personally support that. I think that it's an important victory by the legislature. They worked really, really hard to figure out, you know, how to move pieces around and create and do some meaningful tax reform. That's a really heavy lift. And the governor tackled it, the legislature tackled it, and now there's a small group of people that are trying to attack it. Those lawsuits are frivolous lawsuits. They should never have been brought. And we've had to take the issue up to the Louisiana Supreme Court just to try and clear the decks because of some rulings that were misguided below that were going to allow a hearing on a preliminary injunction, which is not a legal remedy for any kind of claim. Those claims shouldn't even be brought right now under our law. If you want to challenge an amendment or a ballot initiative, you have to wait and see if it actually passes.
By the way, the governor, Jeff Landry, will be with us Wednesday morning at 7:30 to talk about the amendments that's coming up. You can vote on them right now. Early voting started this past Saturday. The attorney general attended a hearing on TikTok. What's the purpose of the hearing, and what's your involvement?
Yeah, so the purpose of the hearing was to address a motion filed by TikTok claiming that we couldn't sue them here in Louisiana, and specifically couldn't sue them in Livingston Parish. And neither one of those things is correct. We can sue them in any parish because they're present in every parish. And so that was the gist of our argument, is they're here in our state. They're in pretty much every person's phone because of the widespread use of TikTok. And so they are making money off of that. So because they are intentionally present and put themselves into our state to do business, we can sue them here.
I had a person ask me to ask you a question. What is your definition of malfeasance in office when a political body is involved? What makes malfeasance in office? Kind of a broad question.
Well, malfeasance is a crime, so it's defined in the law. I think it's the I will kind of broadly explain it as intentionally refusing or failing to do your job. If someone commits a crime in office, for example, that's probably the easiest example. If somebody commits a crime using their office, that would be malfeasance as well as whatever the crime they committed, because we don't put people in positions of public trust to commit crimes in their job. And so that would not just be a crime, the crime of whatever they committed. It would also be malfeasance in office. It doesn't have to rise to the level of committing a crime. It can just be, flagrantly ignoring the duties of your job. But it can be difficult to prosecute the further you get away from someone having committed an actual crime in office.
You had a consultation with the district attorney in Orleans Parish, handling the case of a guy named Colbert. And explain that case to me, and why is the attorney general involved?
So that's a case involving someone named Danette Colbert. Is that who you're referring
correct.
To?
Uh-huh.
Yes, she's a person who is being investigated in relation to a death during Mardi Gras of a reporter, and a number of other criminal activities, both in other parishes and also in other states. And so I've discussed that with Jason Williams about allowing our office to handle that case. He's voluntarily recused it to me so that we can work with law enforcement authorities across jurisdictional boundaries. I mean, that's one of the advantages that my office has that district attorneys don't have, is that I can investigate crimes across the state, just like state police. And the sheriffs in the different parishes are limited to their jurisdictional boundaries. I'm not.
So I get the impression, under the leadership of Jeff Landry and of your office, that the relationship with New Orleans is getting to be a better opportunity for better law enforcement working together or not?
Oh, 100% yes. I think that relationship is a good, strong one. I mean, with the district attorney, at least, I have a very good relationship. I think with the New Orleans Police Department, Troop NOLA has forged a very good relationship. And as a consequence, we have dramatically seen crime go down there. We've also had an extremely good experience from, you know, the awful event on January 1st. Forward from that, we've had a lot of law enforcement presence there, and I think that some of the activities that we put in, some of the actions we put in place, some of the deterrents we put in place, the physical barriers and things like that, have just demonstrated what needs to be done to keep New Orleans safe, and I think you will see some of those protection stay in place in the future, but it's also a model for cooperation and collaboration that we can use across the state.
So I would assume this is putting a gigantic, large amount of extra money in the Treasury Department of Louisiana if we get New Orleans safe enough where tourists want to come there and they're not fearful for their life.
Yeah, look, I was there during the Super Bowl, and some of the time in advance of Mardi Gras, and I can tell you that New Orleans, it was clean, it was safer, you know, crime was almost zero during the week of the Super Bowl. I mean, the statistics in the compared to what they have been in the past were dramatically lower. I think that a lot of that business will return. People love to come to New Orleans for conventions. It's an extremely popular convention city, and I think that the more we can cement these kinds of protections in place, the more popular it will be, and we will see those tax dollars come back.
The Attorney General, Liz Merle, is with us this morning. Be back in a moment. I want to remind you that Broadline Services provides a lot of different services. They also are your Speed Queen appliance dealer as well. They're across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab. Talk to Tim or Juanita. You can call them at 318-652-1215 or go to broadlines.org.
Louisiana's moving forward. Crime rates are tumbling. Education, our best test scores ever. Governor Landry announced the largest jobs and economic growth project in Louisiana history. 10 plus billion private sector dollars. Now we keep Louisiana moving forward with a yes vote on Amendment 2 March 29th. Amendment 2 permanently lowers the maximum income tax rate. It pays down debt and gives our teachers a permanent salary increase. It keeps the homestead exemption and exemptions for religious organizations. Amendment 2 doubles the senior citizen tax deduction. And Amendment 2 builds on Governor Landry's efforts stopping unneeded spending with a permanent government growth limit. Let's keep Louisiana moving forward by voting yes on Amendment 2. Paid for by Make Louisiana Great Again.
Hi, future demons. This is Mackenzie Scroggs, Miss Louisiana 2023, and current Northwestern State University student pursuing a career in dance. I invite you to see NSU at its best. Walk through our beautiful campus, tour our incredible labs and classrooms, and get a feel for your future at Northwestern. We offer private, personalized campus tours led by student ambassadors. Visit nsu.la/tours today to schedule your free campus tour. Your journey is just getting started.
There's no better place to shop for boots and clothing than your local Nichols store. Come see our line of men's clothing and boots by Ariat. Ariat boots are built for work, but look great when off the clock, too. We've got men's casual wear by Ariat, shirts in lots of colors and styles. Ariat also makes fashion wear for ladies. Come see our new selection of colorful ladies' tops, vests, and more by Ariat. For work boots, casual wear, and fashion wear, drop by your local Nichols store.
Frontline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
Hey, welcome back. I want to tell you that Nichols in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and also in Manny, been there over 100 years, has one of the largest selections of rifles, shotguns, pistols, anywhere around at great prices. Come in today if you're in the market. Our guest today is the Attorney General of the state of Louisiana. And last week, I had the Alan Seabock, state senator, on. He said he was handling a bill for you. What are some of the things you're trying to accomplish in this legislative session?
Well, I have a number of bills this session, and some of them are pretty important initiatives, I think. I mean, my opinion, I don't usually get too involved with drafting legislation and pushing bills, but I have a few things that I think are really important. One of them is a bill that requires the governor and the attorney general to approve any consent decrees that any state or local municipality, board, commission, agency, or anybody wants to enter into in federal court that would have future kinds of injunctive restrictions on that government entity into the future. So I've encountered a lot of these in my experience, and they are always a problem. They are always expensive, and they turn the proper operations of government on its head. And so I want to make sure that those agreements have to be approved by the Attorney General and the governor before any government entity can enter into them.
That sounds really complicated. Give me an example.
So, for example, there's a consent decree in place with the New Orleans Parish Prison that prohibits cooperation with ICE. That agreement was entered into in 2013. It didn't go through anybody else for approval other than the sheriff and a magistrate judge and a couple of plaintiff attorneys who had sued. And it has been binding the sheriff from cooperating with ICE since 2013 when it was entered into a federal court record. I think it violates state law and federal law, and so now I have to go to court to try and get it removed so that the sheriff can comply with the law, with state law. She didn't want to cooperate with me, so I had to sue her. But these kinds of agreements, like the New Orleans Police Department is under a consent decree. We have DSEC orders that are in place all over the state. There's one in Bossier. There's a consent decree in place in Bossier regarding free speech in schools and freedom of religion that's interfering with our ability, their ability to comply with the Ten Commandments law.
Do you see any real opposition to that bill?
I don't. I think some of the, you know, it's possible that municipalities might not like having to go to the governor and the attorney general to get permission to sign these things, but quite frankly, it helps them. It helps them because it will ultimately save them an enormous amount of money in the future. And I've been willing to help them fight these in court to try and help save them on the attorney's fees. But there's a misconception in a lot of these cases that if you just settle and end it with a consent decree, then you'll save money in the long run. And that's simply false. The New Orleans consent decree, for example, the city spent $16 million on the court monitors since 2012.
What other bills are you entering or would like to get entered?
Well, I have a comprehensive remake, basically, of state post-conviction relief procedures. We started that last year in the criminal session and made some important changes. This is going to help us with a lot of these death penalty cases where they've been sitting for a very long time because John Bel Edwards did not want to move forward with the death penalty. Before that, we couldn't get the drugs, and so there was no movement during the Jindal administration. And so now they are moving again, and we've got a lot of litigation that's going to kind of bubble up And I want to make sure that those issues get resolved in a quick and timely manner. And so we're dealing with some problems with the law, and we're gonna streamline it.
Very quickly, before we go to commercial break, anybody dealing with the Ten Commandments on posting them in school yet or not?
I believe there are some parishes in North Louisiana who have posters and are preparing to put them up. I'm not aware that anybody's actually posted one in a classroom yet, and I am, you know, certainly want to hear that if they have. They've all been threatened with lawsuits if they put the posters up, and I said that if they used a poster that had been pre-approved by my office, that I would defend them in any lawsuit if they were sued. We're continuing to wait for an opinion from the Fifth Circuit after oral arguments earlier this year.
Our guest this morning is the Attorney General of the great state of Louisiana. I'll be back in a moment. I want to remind you that if you're a junior or senior in high school, you're preparing for that future, make that first visit to Northwestern State University. See what education program they have that fits your future. The cost of education, the quality of education, Northwestern is the perfect fit for you.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give your prescription almost perfect before we even ask any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
United States Senator Bill Cassidy here. Many of you are already planning summer vacations. If you want to travel to another country, you may need a passport. If so, get it now. You don't want to scramble at the last minute. Your first place to go is travel.state.gov. That's a website, has the instructions on how to get a passport for the first time or to renew a passport. If it's delayed, call my office, 225-929-7711. Again, Senator Bill Cassidy here, serving you.
Hey, welcome back. If it's time for that eye exam, go to the experts. Need to get cataract surgery? Get the true professionals. 15 locations, including Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, Alexandria. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. For a routine eye exam or whatever you need, call 318-487-2020 or go to laeyeandlaser.com. The Attorney General of the State of Louisiana is our guest this morning. And you talked recently about the Donald Trump administration, that they've been kind of, I guess, undoing what Biden had done in reference to the Louisiana petrochemical plants and energy as a general. Talk to me about that as far as what the administration's doing.
Well, they're doing a lot of very important things. You know, the Biden administration came in from the very beginning with a pledge to destroy the fossil fuel industry and also engaged in a massive campaign attacking all of the industrial operations along the river between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. And, you know, they used a lot of really derogatory language. They brought a bunch of regulations forward that were extremely destructive. They went after the Dinka facility in particular and Formosa. And I've been very involved in defending our permitting operations and fighting some regulations that were extremely hostile to industrial and petrochemical operations all across the country, but specifically in our state. And so they're rolling a lot of that stuff back. I mean, they've been very, very actively and aggressively involved in trying to get us back to doing business. You know, the president said we're going to drill, and his folks have been moving a lot of those initiatives forward. So that's good. That means a lot of the lawsuits that I had to file are now paused while the administration looks for ways to get us back into a better posture to make the United States and Louisiana leaders again in the energy sector.
One of the things that Jeff Landry promised the people of Louisiana, if elected, is to get education from a local level to the university level back in the business of educating our students and get rid of all the indoctrination. It looks to me like, along with your assistance, he's gone a long way in doing that, which is very popular in my part of the state. Is the job finished?
No, the job's not finished. It's not even, you know, close to being finished. I think that there's a lot of work to do to kind of get education back into the business of delivering what the needs of the people are and addressing, you know, job growth in our state and things like that. At the elementary and middle school level, we really need to be focusing on basic skills, reading, writing, math, basic science skills. Those are the kinds of things that are going to set our children up for success in the future. And I think we had really moved pretty heavily away from focusing on those basic obligations to, you know, prepare our children for the future. And I will say this, the president is helping as well by pushing education back into the states. There's been a massive movement going on for 15 years to centralize content development in Washington, D.C., and in my opinion, that is a huge mistake.
So here's, a hypothetical question, but how can courts intervene against the president to stop him from releasing people from their job as a federal employee?
I mean, you know, the short answer to that is the power that is given to federal court judges is very immense, and they have the ability to issue an injunction, even if they're wildly wrong. They can issue that order, and then it forces the government, whether it's the state or the federal government, who they're enjoining, to have to go to a court of appeal and have that injunction lifted. And it's a process. And sometimes, you know, you just don't draw a good panel at the court of appeal and they won't lift the injunction. And you've got to go to the United States Supreme Court. And there's only 9 of them. And so you've kind of got to have the votes there, too. It really is a problem right now. There are some rulings that just appear to be an extreme abuse of the discretion of the federal court judge.
Well, I'll give you an example. Lawsuits filed because we're sending illegals that are hard criminals back home. And I'm thinking, isn't that what we do as Americans?
Yeah, you know, that order is a good example of that. I think that judge tried to stop planes that were in midair and order that they be turned around. I mean, that's just a crazy use of federal power. And I think that it's really going to drive, and it's continuing to drive, an enormous amount of hostility toward the federal courts. It's undermining their credibility. It's undermining people's confidence in the courts. You know, that's not a good thing for our country. I mean, we are supposed to have judges that are willing to fairly and even-handedly apply the law. They are not supposed to be partisan. And what we are seeing is some pretty extreme partisanship on the part of the federal bench.
Okay, quick question. We're out of time. LSU is not in the NCAA playoffs as far as the men's contention. You got a favorite team?
Oh, I got a favorite team for the women. It's LSU women's basketball.
That's not the question. That's not the question I asked you.
I don't have a favorite.